Hear News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Tom Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. It's a little, it's starting to be a little wet out there, and so if you are driving, please take that extra caution to be a little more careful. So anyways, I welcome you here, and thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, and I'm here with Spence. How are you doing, Spence?
Everything's well this morning, looking a little bit Christmassy and
it
holiday
is.
Feel outside.
Yeah. It is. And it's cold, I'm telling you. Although we have nothing to worry about. Like, look at Dallas. I mean, they just got nailed. So, anyways, we are very fortunate still out here. It's only, 48 or something, you know, even though that's pretty cold to us. What is it?
Yeah, even in Fillmore, it was only 39, 40.
Okay, yeah.
So even the crops, nothing, no problems. We might get snow down to about 4,000 or 5,000.
There you go.
It'll be beautiful.
It will be. It's that holiday time. So anyways, if you are just tuning into our show for the first time, I always invite my friends here and different things that are going around in the 805. We are the brighter side of the 805. And we talk about all these great things that people are doing to help other people. And right now we've got a lot of things going on to benefit the typhoon aid. There's a bunch of different things. And so in my studio here, we've got Cheryl Jones. How are you doing?
I'm great this morning. I'm here. I'm dry.
There you go. All right. And our first guest is kind of a little twist everything, but we've got Kevin Darn. And he is the author of My Cat Won't Bark, and it's a relationship epony. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I thought that was kind of a little twist to everything. Then we're going to be talking with James Lockwood, and he will be talking about the fairgrounds Christmas at Ventura County Fairgrounds. So we've got some stuff to give away for there.
Yeah.
Joining us is Darnay? Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then we've got, in our studio here, we've got Charlene Morla. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm awake now, right? But anyways, and she is from the Chamber of Commerce. She's always got great things going on. You're the marketing. And she brought with Grace Twazon.
Good morning.
Okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
And thank you for being here. And Sonia Armadella. And they've got a couple typhoon relief and benefit events going on in the 805. So we are going to be talking about all those great things here. And I'm really excited for you to be here. Again, our phone number is 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590 because we have lots to give away. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We've got a completely different show there where you can win tickets to tons of different things there, and that's right here on AM 1590 KVTA. So let's get started with our first guest, Kevin Darnay, and the author of My Cat Won't Bark. Kevin, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you?
All right. Well, great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And, you know, when I first saw this, I was like, so, you know, so many of us go into relationships hoping and wanting, and then we're disappointed because we're like, wait, we didn't get that. But some people can't. We go in with the wrong impression of knowing what we want, right?
Absolutely. The title, My Cat Won't Bark, A Relationship Epiphany, is essentially about teaching people how to approach relationships with complete awareness, having realistic expectations, and using self-empowerment techniques. Very often, we're conditioned to go on autopilot when it comes to relationships. We expect something magical to happen, one thing led to another. So I'm just trying to get people to have a conscious awareness of saying yes and no along the line.
Wow. And now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a Chicago dating advice examiner on examiner.com. Also have a company called Conation Enterprises. That's primarily provide dating coach advice as well. And then also I'm a continuing education instructor for District 211 out of the Chicago area. And I teach relationship classes. And
It's interesting because so many people think, you know, you hear couples counseling, that kind of thing, but relationship classes, what a concept. I mean, if everybody did that before they got into a relationship, do you think we'd be so much better off? What are the biggest mistakes people are making?
I think the biggest mistake is people do not do the introspective thinking to figure out who they are and what they want and need in a mate before they pursue a relationship.
Okay. And so it kind of goes back to that list, right? I mean, you know, it's sort of like if you want somebody who, is caring and or, you know, touchy-feely, you can't pick somebody that isn't that way, right?
Absolutely, and that's why the title, My Cat Won't Bark, is essentially saying don't expect people to change. There's only two ways, really, to experience joy and peace of mind in relationships. We either get what we want or we learn to be happy with what we have.
Exactly. And so how does one, go through creating a positive relationship?
The number one goal is, first of all, to find someone that shares your same values, wants the same things for the relationship as you do, and then also naturally agrees with you on how to obtain those things. And last but not least, there's a mutual depth of love and desire for one another. If you're on the same page, generally it's pretty easy to move forward and grow together over the course of years.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask, what happens when over the course of the years you think you know what you want and then that changes? You mature, or maybe you decide to go in a different direction and your mate does not grow with you.
That is a really good point, because what's your thought on that, Kevin? I mean, so many of us, you start out on the same page, right? But then all of a sudden, you know, maybe they were on their best behavior, or maybe they really wanted to try, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I'm feeling good with myself now, and it is what it is, you know? How many of that? Yeah, yeah. What's your thought on that?
I think that's it's quite normal for us to evolve over time. I mean, naturally, what you thought was an ideal mate at age 18 may be different at 26, 36, or 46.
Yeah.
And if you're not on the same page, then and you don't want the same things, it really doesn't make sense to continue the relationship, in my opinion.
Right.
So, Kevin, how do you go about creating a strategy for dating in a relationship?
I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry. So what do you think the strategy would be for dating in a relationships?
The strategy, initially, as I said, first of all, figure out what it is you want. And then secondly, I have an exercise in the book where I teach people to create a profile of their ideal mate, you know, just get it all out on a piece of paper, and get as granular as possible, like would this person live within the city or would they be in the suburbs, what type of hobbies they might have, their interests, and so forth. And once you get that all laid out, you can pretty much figure out, okay, where do I need to be to meet this type of person?
Kind of like a vision board, right?
Yeah, very similar.
Do
to
a
that.
Vision board for your relationship. Never heard of that before. But that,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it is important to have, you know, I always said, you know, I've been married for 29 years, but it's like, I was like, I didn't put that on my list. Wait a minute, you know? But don't you agree, though, that people change through the years? And so does your list keep changing?
I think the list changes, but things that are probably important or what we call deal breakers, they rarely change.
Yeah.
I mean, if for instance, cheating is a deal breaker for you at 21, it probably will still be a deal breaker 20 years later.
Right. So maybe that should be your list, the deal breakers. What are the definite deal breakers, correct? Because
right.
that's you where you can't
have to know
get
what your
past.
Deal breakers are.
Yeah.
Those deal breakers change when you're 50, though. Like in my case, I'm 50. The deal breakers today didn't exist when I was 25.
Because you didn't know, right?
Yeah, now I know so much more. So
right.
what's your advice for the older woman, single out there? I'm still energetic, but I've kind of toned it down a little bit. So what advice do you have for us? Because I think there are more of us than we care to admit.
Well, I think for us baby boomers, online dating is going to be really big. First of all, we do have a higher divorce rate. And we're a little too old to be trying to do the whole stand in line waiting to get in the nightclub thing.
Haven't done that in 20 years.
And people who are over the age of 50, online dating is probably going to be a good tool for them to use, a self-directed way for meeting other singles. Usually people in that age group, they're kind of through playing the games and so forth. So I really do. I like what I see what's going on with online dating for people, baby boomers and older.
Keep hope
so,
alive.
Yeah, there you go. Now, what? Okay, so let's leave it with a couple tips. I mean, we've got online dating. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think that's great. I know there are a lot of nightmare stories that come out in the media, but the reason why they come out in the media is because they're not the norm.
Right,
Oftentimes when I talk to somebody who has had a bad experience, I try to remind them that online dating is simply a tool. You can't blame the tool for the choice you made. I mean, there's thousands of people you could have chosen to go out with, but you chose that particular person.
I love it. Now, where do we find your book?
My Cat Won't Bark, Relationship Epiphany, is available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. They can also go to my website to get information at lovealert911.com.
911. Okay.
And it's a perfect stocking stuffer.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. It might be a kind of a hint if you give it to a relationship, right?
Well, if you have any friends that are in between relationships and they want to read a book, that's a good idea.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, Darnay, and My Cat Won't Bark.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with James Lockwood from Ventura County Fairgrounds. And they've got Christmas happening over there on December 14th from 9 to 5, rain or shine. They got tons of vendors, photos with Santa, and got lots of stuff there. So stay with us because we're going to be giving some tickets away to go over there. So stay with us right now. I would love to get a couple names for some tickets to the Addams Family. And what we're going to do is just give out, we're going to take names kind of through the show. And that is from December 3rd, it's been playing, all the way up to the 8th. And so right now, get your name in at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. So glad that you are here sharing your time with us and waking up and starting your day in a positive way. We talk about the brighter side of the 805. And our next guest is James Lockwood, and he is from Ventura County Fairgrounds. James, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited about the Christmas season.
And yeah.
It seems to have come out of nowhere, but here it is.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what we're doing down there.
Well, next Saturday, the 14th, we're having a Fairgrounds Christmas. It's a hometown holiday fun celebration with Santa Claus. And it's for families and people who are interested in coming down and having a great time for Christmas.
Perfect. Okay, and so I know that you got lots of vendors there too, correct?
Oh, yeah. We've got a great Christmas shopping boutique with more than 80 vendors on hand with unique and affordable gift ideas. And there are everything from kitchen utensils and top quality kitchen tools, candles, ladies' accessories, Western wear, children's items, pet items, holiday decorative gifts, crafts. There's just so much stuff. There's more than 80 vendors.
And, very cool.
There's just so much to choose from. It's definitely a great opportunity for Christmas shopping.
So, James, okay, so it's next Saturday, December 14th. I can't believe it's already December 14th. Gosh, wow. And it's going to be in your Anacapa Hall, correct? And
it's
the San
going
Miguel?
To be indoors.
Okay,
all of the event will be indoors. It's going to be in both the Anacapa and the
San Miguel
Hall.
Okay.
So the entire event is inside, including all of the children's activities, the fun house, the jolly jumps.
Right, right. Now, what is the price of admission?
The admission is free. We have a parking fee of $5, but there's no charge to get into the event. It's a great event for families to come on down because it's a nice, affordable, and easy to get to, and it's all in one place. So
perfect, perfect. And now, who's going to be your entertainment there?
We've got some great local entertainment. We've got the Buena High School dance team. Unique Cheer and Dance will be there. Alma de Mexico is a folklorica dance. It's the children who dance in the style of the different states in Mexico. Dancing with Pam, the Holy Cross School from Ventura will be their choir will be performing, and we'll have a reading of the night before Christmas, and we've got a lot of photo ops, and Santa Claus will be there.
Okay, and you got jolly jumps and a fun house. You got it all happening there, right?
Well, we've got a great Santa's Fun Zone has some great children's activities. We've got jolly jumps of all varieties, the slides, the jumpers, the obstacle courses. The Magic Castle Funhouse will be there.
The
Hay Maze Speedway will be there, and that's a really great opportunity for kids to get on the little tractors and trikes and ride around the speedway.
Very cool.
Those are available for a wristband of $6.
Okay, perfect. And James was nice enough to give us some, and so we are going to actually give some away in our next break right now. So write down this number, 650-1590. That's 650-1590, so that you can get in on the Santa's Fun Zone, right?
That's right. And speaking of Santa, you want to come down and visit Santa because Santa's going to be visiting with the children all day. He'll be talking to them about their Christmas dreams, and he's going to ask them what their secret wishes are for Christmas. And parents, please bring your camera down because Santa Claus loves to have his picture taken, and photo ops with Santa Claus are free.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, so again, December 14th down at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, and it's Fairgrounds Christmas there. So 9 to 5, rain or shine, right?
That's right.
Okay.
It's going to be a great event.
All right, everybody,
come on down, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
There you go. Thank you so much, James Lockwood. I appreciate you being here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. We are going to take another really quick break, and what I'm going to do is let's give away we'll give away two wristbands right now for unlimited Jolly Jumps and Funhouse and all that. And 650-1590, that's 650-1590. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Is that you, Santa Claus? I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Who is our winner for that?
We had Philip. Philip rang us up here, and love his email. It's Phil Billy.
Okay, there you go. All right. And again, our phone number here is 650-1590. This, my next guest is Mark Christensen and Zeke Martinez, and they are from American Luxury Limousine. And we had you guys for my daughter's wedding. Great job.
Yes.
And thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, Kim.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about limo services. You know, it kind of just, it feels so good when you're going to be taken care of, and you know, it just makes that evening so much safer. You can drink, you can take care of your, you know, it's kind of a done deal.
It does, and that puts a lot of pressure on us because these are special occasions in people's lives that we absolutely have to pull them off, and we have to be perfect at what we do.
Really? Wow. So tell us a little bit, how long have you been doing this?
I've only been in the business for about 4 years. Zeke actually has a little more experience than me because he did a lot of wedding planning and stuff before, but it was a company I purchased about 4 years ago.
Really? Wow. Okay, and so... now let's see. You guys just did you do a reality show?
We've been approached to do a reality show.
Oh, okay.
So called LA Limo.
You know, it's interesting because you never know what happens in a limo, right? So what are some of the crazy stories? Is there anything that we could talk about on air?
Well, it is not the Howard Stern show, so I'm not sure that we could go there.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of stuff when you're mixing booze and, you know.
When you mix alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's people's first time out in a limo. They don't get out that often in limos. And then when you mix the alcohol in, a lot of crazy stuff happens.
Yeah. All right. So. Again, anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Mark Christensen and Zeke Martinez here from American Luxury Limousine. And, you know, I know that you guys say that you're a little bit different than other limousine services. How do you make yourself different?
We are. We consider ourselves a boutique company. In other words, we provide a concierge service. In this day and age, I think we're void of customer service, you know, and we take it to the next notch. You know, people are surprised, but we do go the extra mile. You know, we not only open the door for them, but we go to the restaurant door and open that as well. We, you know, we just take a lot of little extra steps to make sure their time with us is a great experience. And Zeke's much a part of that, just planning the event ahead of time, helping them with all the plans and their wedding and the shuffling of guests and all that stuff. And that's where he's an expert.
Yeah, people don't want to have to think about it, right? They just want it to happen, correct?
It's a lot different, too, and especially when they're calling in and, you know, they actually hear somebody on the other line where, you know, they're actually listening to the attention to detail, especially for a wedding or a bar mitzvah or one of those special moments, instead of just calling a limo service and, you know, they want to get a quote and all of a sudden it's just, oh, it's $400 for five hours, you know. With us, you know, we want to ask the questions that are going to make sure, you know, we're going to make this event. They're memorable moments for people, so we want to make sure that we have all the details and we don't mess up anything. We arrive on time, you know, names of birthday people and restaurants that they're going to and stuff like that. So it's that little touch, that concierge touch is what people really do appreciate it. And, you know, the reviews on our social media sites, you know, they've been really good to us with the experiences that people have had. So definitely is that concierge and that boutique thing that Mark talks about.
Perfect. And now I know you guys do a lot of wine tours, right? Tell us a little bit about that. That's really cool because, you know, you go there, you kind of taste a little bit and tell us where your route is and where you go.
There's actually, you know, it's a hidden treasure. A lot of people don't know that Malibu Wines actually has, or Malibu area has wine, you know, places where you can do wine tasting, but there's actually four areas or different within a mile of each other where you can actually do wine tasting. The popular one is Malibu Wines, and this is definitely a place where you can really have a really great time. And it's an outside venue. You know, they feature live music on the weekends. They have, you know, table tastings, and they actually even have a ranch tour, which is located right across the street that we also provide for them. But, you know, we have a really good rapport with the management staff and the company there. So, you know, when people call us for that reservation, you know, they have somebody that actually greets them at the front of Malibu Wines, and they get a special exclusive tasting at their table and not at the wine bar, which is really nice. But there's like three other ones within just a mile of each other. You know, there's Cornell, which is right down the street. There's Sip, which actually also features Cielo Wines. And then down on the PCH, there's Rosenthal, which is absolutely beautiful because it's right across the street from the beach.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, definitely.
But one of the nice exclusive ones that we have is actually the Cielo Estate, which they have a thing that's called the Barn. And it's up high on the Mahalo Mountains there, just right across from probably half a mile away from Malibu Wines. And it's absolutely beautiful because it overlooks the canyon. But it's a really nice, what is it, kind of like a rustic?
A Tuscan villa-looking kind of barn.
Yeah, and they do a fantastic tasting there, along with an olive oil balsamic bread tasting, too.
I'm so there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, really good. And the owner, Bill, you know, of the estate is just such a great guy. You know, you wouldn't even think, you think he'd probably be one of the customers there, but he's, you know, he's dressed in a button-up Hawaiian shirt. You know, he's got some long gray hair, just looking like a hipster, but he's there drinking with everybody and having a great time and telling them.
He obviously enjoys what he's doing.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
You know, well, you guys were so cool, and you gave us 4 hours of Malibu Wine Tour in your limo, right? Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Tell us exactly what we're offering, because what I want to do is open up our phone lines right now, and let's just take names so that a lot of people have an opportunity to win. And then what we'll do is I will call them with the winner, and we'll have you guys pick a winner.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So tell us what we're giving away.
Well, first they'll get, they get 4 hours in a eight-passenger limousine.
Okay.
The limousine will provide, they have complimentary beverages and there'll be a complimentary bar, which
these
is...
These ladies want to run out and call. Yeah, exactly. I know.
We have one right outside. You guys can jump in afterwards.
There you go.
They get the standard Coke, Diet Coke, some Sprite, miniature balls of water, and then there's a decanter of vodka and bourbon. But you can choose, four of your closest friends, and we'll take you down over to Malibu Wines, or actually you can go to Malibu and Vine, which is located at the Malibu Country Club, because they also have a wine bar there. And you get to do a four-flight tasting, which usually features three reds and one white. And they'll do this at your table. So you have somebody who personally comes over to your table and explains, the region, the wines there for you. And they also do their version of a sparkling champagne, which is a sparkling wine, which is absolutely delicious, too.
You know what? I don't know about you guys. And I don't know. Do you like sparkling? These ladies over here, they do. I love sparkling.
Yeah.
It's just got that little fizz to it. So I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, they used to say that was like cheap wine, right? But now it's like, no, it's good wine.
Yes, right. It's actually good. Really, really good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. It's funny. One of our guests is the boring wine guy. And he talks about, but it's like, it is what it is. Whatever you like is what you like.
Exactly.
So it's not, you don't have to say, I had to drink the best wine,
Right.
Because the best for you is whatever you like. So
yeah,
anyways, I do want to remind anybody right now, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio here. I'm so glad that you are starting your day, your morning in a bright way with a brighter side of the 805. And our guests, we got lots of guests here. We're going to be talking about lots of things. We're only halfway into our show. Our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And Zeke Martinez and Mark Christensen are here from American Luxury Limousine. They are giving away a four-hour Malibu wine tour in their limousine. That is a party right there. And what we're doing is just get your name in right now. And at the end of the show, we're going to pick out a name. And then I will be in touch with you to let you know if you're a winner. So just call right now, 650-1590. Cheryl is answering the phones. So, Mark,
yes.
What made you get into limousine service?
It was a total mistake.
I think he still thinks it is.
I think it is a little bit, too. I was in manufacturing for years, medical device manufacturing, which is so different than limousine
service.
Isn't it
funny how, yeah.
It is. But you know what? The similarity is the attention to detail.
Okay.
When you're working with FDA regulation, believe me, I had to be so detailed. And so when I came on board with the limo company, it was just kind of a small investment for me. It was a side business. I said, okay, I'll get in. It sounds kind of exciting. And I realized it wasn't so fun. There's a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of fun times, too.
Are people picky? I mean, are they, is that one of the
attention
to detail?
Oh, yeah.
In mind, this is their special occasion. This is a bride's wedding. We're dealing with CEOs, stars. They do expect top notch, and we provide that. I'm very proud of that with our services. Our Yelp reviews say it all. We just are top rated, and I think that's what makes us so good at what we do. It's funny, and that's the reason for the reality show. We're all so passionate at what we do that the personality is just kind of. Zeke and I go at it all the time.
Yeah.
We're not always friendly.
We actually go out on the road sometimes because, we want to get that experience.
Oh, wait. Do you guys drive it?
Yes.
Well,
Can I request that for my birthday?
Absolutely.
Mark drives because he's got the B-class license for the larger vehicles, and I go along and play the chauffeur.
We like have to get out there and experience for ourselves.
Yeah.
Did you guys buy this so you could have your own party? Wait a minute. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
It does have its perks, I got to say that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. Well, again, where are you located? And you have a new location too, right?
Yes, we just recently moved to Westlake Village to better service our customers because that's where a majority of our customers are, or the middle of our service area. And we're located there at 2550 Willow Lane. And our phone number is 805-494-8353. And we are starting to ramp up for the holiday season. We're selling gift certificates for wine tours. So it's kind of that unique gift that someone can give away.
Yeah, I think it's such a great gift. There's so many. And you get to bring your friends with you. How cool is that?
Don't have to worry about driving. We take care of all that.
Yeah. People just have a blast.
Yeah, they and now do it. They have food there that you can actually eat too, or is it?
They don't have food there, but you can bring your own picnic lunch. You can bring your own cheeses, crackers,
fruits,
so
you can
stuff
have
like
your
that.
Own hors d'oeuvres. And
I've
appetizers.
Actually been there and ordered a pizza and had it delivered.
Oh, that's a really good idea too.
Yeah, so they don't mind, you know, if you bring your own picnic. I mean, this place gets so busy on the weekends. It has anywhere from 900 to 1,200 people on a Saturday. And, you know, once the tables are gone, you know, people bring their beach blankets and their lawn chairs and they're just camped out on the lawn. And it's a great atmosphere for an afternoon of just hanging out with friends and even playing board games there. But people bring their picnic lunches. They bring their platters that they've bought over at Subway or, you know, a grocery store or something
like that.
Kind of like
the Hollywood Bowl, you know, everybody kind of camps
very
out.
Similar.
Very cool idea. I think that's really cool. Seek, what is your interest in this and how did you get started?
I've always done jobs that have been with customer service. You know, I did retail for 15 years, and my last job was at a private country club, and I was the food and beverage director there, so I did a lot of weddings and stuff. So when I actually interviewed with this job, I think that's one of the things that helped me is because I knew the aspects of weddings and stuff and what, you know, dealing with some of the brides and things like that. So I take it very personally because we're, again, creating memories for people. And just like someone's wedding, you know, if something goes wrong, they're going to remember that. And they're definitely going to, you know, speak their mind.
Spence has firsthand. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I recommend going with these guys because I worked for a limo company many years ago. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues was they would literally hire any guy. Mm. And they hired me. But
scary. No, you know what? I have to tell you. In fact, oh my gosh. Okay. You know, there is something to say about Spence. Okay. Here. I have to tell you, I've been doing the show for 5 years. This guy never is not here. I mean, right? That's just it. And that's
reliability
is
huge. Yes, absolutely. Especially in our drivers. I mean, we have an amazing group. So we're lucky. We're very lucky in that department.
Yeah, you have to be very flexible because one of the things, and it's great that you have all these tours, because some people get a limousine, then they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I have people, and so I always had like locked in plans. You know, this is what we'll do. This is what we'll do. And good drivers always provide that. Do you guys by chance, or is it a little old school? I used to get a lot of Christmas drives when people would want to go see lights. Go out to, especially in the valley.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and over the valley. And people sometimes just love driving. Because like you say, you sit there, have a beverage, do whatever you want, look at the lights. And that was a real highlight through the holidays.
One of our really popular things that we do actually for the kids' birthdays, it's called the birthday breakfast kidnapping.
And all my kids had that. That is so fun.
Yeah, we're actually, it's the birthday person who actually, and it takes some planning with the other parents and stuff, but the birthday person would actually go to the houses of their friends with the help of the parents, obviously, while their kids are still sleeping, and just we pick them up, drag them out in their pajamas, and take them out to breakfast. And
yeah,
it's
and they look like they just woke up. And but it's so much fun.
Oh, they have such
what
a great
idea. Maybe we could. Okay, we're gonna have to do something that.
Yeah.
That would be a really
fun.
Because they're
videos.
Just so distraught. They're like, oh my god, I'm just waking up, and their hair's all. But then they get into the breakfast place or you know wherever it is they choose to go, and they're like, I'm so embarrassed. But you know what? The joy of it is, you know, what their kick is, you know. Being seen.
Oh, yeah.
And getting in and out. You know, we do a really great red carpet treatment for them, too. So
I love you guys.
Yeah,
this is really fun. I can't wait to continue our journey here with you guys. Again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking about American Luxury Limousine. We've got Mark and Zeke here, and we are doing a giveaway. In fact, Mark, tell us again really quick, because we are taking names 650-1590. 650-1590. Also, if you are on my Facebook and you have liked our page, you are also entered to win. And what we will do is do that. So, because we are going to start doing a sweepstake and you're going to be a part of that too.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, 4 hours Malibu wine tour. What are we doing?
4 hours Malibu wine tour. We'll pick up at the customer's home or whoever wins. And we will bring them to two. We're going to do two wineries. Two tastings.
One's at Malibu Wines.
One will be at Malibu Wines, and one will probably be, are we going to do Cielo or Rosenthal?
Rosenthal's good.
Rosenthal?
Like Rosenthal.
Okay, yeah, those are two good ones. We'll bring them too.
Okay.
And they could bring four of their friends, and they'll have a blast, I'm sure. We'll do all the planning.
There you go. Can't wait. All right, definitely get your names in. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Charlene and all her, we've got Grace and Sonia, and they're going to tell you about all these amazing events out here to benefit the Typhoon Aid and all the stuff that we've got going on. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we are having a party in here. I love it. Where's my limousine? No.
That's out front.
There you go. All right. I do want to remind everybody, we are taking names right now for a four-hour Malibu wine tour, and that is with American Luxury Limousine. We've got Mark and Zeke here. And now we're going to move on over to Charlene Morla and Grace Toison and Sonia Armadella. And they are going to be talking about the benefit brunch fundraiser plus the Typhoon Relief concert. You've got a mega rummage sale. And gosh, talk to us. Tell us about all this. And Charlene, you are with the Chamber of Ventura, and you are the marketing, right?
Yeah, so I am with the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. However, today I'm wearing a different hat.
And that's cool. You do so many things. I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things, but today we're representing Rise Above. It's our typhoon relief efforts for the Typhoon Haiyan victims in the Philippines. And we've got a lot of stuff going on. So I'll have Sonia just kick it off with what we're doing today, this morning, one of them.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So this morning we're going to be having our Bayanihan brunch at the Mission from 9 to 12, and it's going to be hosted by, catered actually by Plated Events by Jeff Chef Jason.
Oh, Jason.
So he actually was very nice to donate the food and his catering services for us today. So all 100% of our proceeds are going to go directly to the Philippines typhoon. Then simultaneously going on, this morning from 7 to 3, we're going to have this mega rummage sale at Mary Star of the Sea Parish Hall. So all proceeds from there will also go directly to the fund, too. So we're really excited. There'll also be a bake sale. So there's going to be lots going on. There's a DJ there. So we're just going to try to make it a really successful rummage sale for us.
Now, have you heard how everybody's doing back there? Are they getting what we're giving them, and is it getting better?
Yes, they are. We've gotten pictures from, we've already sent some money out there, and they're nice enough to show us what they've been doing with the money, providing water, food.
Do you have family out there?
Unfortunately, I do not in that area.
Okay.
So I don't.
Okay. How about in either one of you? No.
No.
Okay. And now, and you know, I love when people come together to help in different things. You know, I'm doing something also that I'll be announcing for the Boys and Girls Club, which is on Monday night. But there's so, I just love it when everybody, I mean, here's a time when we're so busy with our own holidays and stuff, but yet we all take time to do something, and it just makes such a difference.
Yeah, it's actually been amazing. We've been fortunate enough to partner up with a lot of the local businesses. I mean, you know, Sonia mentioned Chef Jason Collis from Plated Events, and he's donating his catering services. However, Ventura Rentals, they provided, you know, they've donated the linens and actually a jeepney. You know, it's kind of like one of the you know, automobiles that we have in the Philippines that's all decked out in like all these crazy decorations and ornaments. So they've provided us with some kind of a cutout.
What is that for?
It's going to be for our photo booth at the brunch today.
And so what do you do without this?
It's a photo prop.
Oh,
and it's really
is.
Cool that they have that.
Wow, you know, that's kind of different. Yeah.
We've also partnered up with D'Amore's Pizza in Camarillo. They're actually donating a lot of their pizza today to our volunteers who's actually handling the rummage sale. And Mary Star of the Sea is another one of our community partners. So we've just riled up a whole bunch of different businesses, of community groups, the Guadalupano, so like the Latino community has also stepped up. They provided us with a taquito fundraiser they did, and they raised $3,000 for us in like a weekend of selling, you know, 4,000 taquitos after the masses.
Now, how do we get tickets to the brunch, or how? Where is that?
Okay, so you can call us 766-3231 to get tickets, or just walk in. Feel free to walk into the San Buenaventura Mission, the beautiful San Buenaventura Mission, and we will be selling tickets there for $20. Let me entice you with the menu that Chef Jason of Plated Events prepared for us. So this morning, you will be treated to lumpia, which is egg rolls, if you guys are not familiar with the term lumpia. And it's served with this sweet chili sauce that it's excellent. It's sweet and chili at the same time. So how can you go wrong with that,
yeah.
Right? So we also have roasted potato skins stuffed with adobo and machado, which is a real ethnic Filipino dish, and we love it. Our kids love it, so I'm sure you guys will love it as well. And we have Filipino breakfast quiche. I'm sure that'll be delicious as well. We also have this Chef Jason's famous beef steak and eggs. Of course, you can't have a breakfast without any fruit, so we're gonna have that too. We're gonna have fruit. And what about tilapia with grilled okra? Are you there?
Ooh.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Garlic fried rice.
Ooh.
You can't go wrong with garlic, right? Right. And also, some. Of course, you can't have a lunch or a brunch or a breakfast without any dessert. So we're going to have a lot of that, too. So please come by. For a $20 donation, you will be treated to great food, great entertainment, and just lots of fun. And you'll be please help us help the Philippines. Thank you.
You know, and it's a win-win. I love that. I mean, you get to eat and you get to give. It just works so much. Now, what is it, Grace? What is it that you do?
I'm the deputy director for the Philippine American Council of Ventura County.
Ah.
So I wear a tiny hat and I serve Charlene Morla. No, but you know, Rise Above, let me tell you about Rise Above. We're just a group of friends that wanted to help.
I love the name Rise Above. Yeah. And Sonia, what do you do?
I'm actually an associate board of director for the Philippine Council here in Oxnard. Ventura County. Wow. So I've been with these girls for a couple of years now, and I think we just really work well together.
You know, it's so much fun when you get together with a group and everybody's helping, and it just, it makes time go by, and it's also just a really great feeling when you're giving back. So what else do we have going on? Okay, so we mentioned the brunch at Ventura Mission, right? Mm-hmm. We've got the mega rummage sale at Mary Star of the Sea.
Yes.
And then Rise Above tonight, the benefit concert at Ventura Theater.
Actually, that's going to be Friday the 13th. And that is the last leg of our fundraising efforts. We've been at this since November 12th, and it's been a long 3.5 weeks so far. And I want to announce like how much our relief efforts has raised the past 3 weeks. You know, with the Zumbathons, the Taquito fundraisers, we had a Dance for a Cause event hosted by some of the local dance crews in Oxnard. And then with the just so far, and we had a mixer with the real estate partners at the Pierpont the other day. And I want to say so far we've raised nearly $40,000.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so great.
So our big goal, and like hopefully by December 13th at our Rise Above benefit concert at the Ventura Theater. And I got to give a shout out to Ventura Theater because they actually did donate their whole venue to us.
Wow.
We've got so many performers that's going to come across that stage that evening to raise funds. And hopefully that evening we could announce that we raised $50,000 plus for the typhoon victims. But going back to that evening, let me just kind of give you guys a lineup of who's going to be performing. It's an all-age show, so we have the ICAC line dancers. So if you guys want to come in early, we've got some line dancing going on, and then we'll take it into the youth dance groups. We've got Undeclared, Eminon, Incognito, and we've also got a cultural dance performance by Saling Lahi, which Sonia actually performs with. We've got some bands. Let's see here. Spartacus, The Coat and Color, Newtown, Barden Rose, Marlon D, who's a hip-hop artist, Judy Valencerina, Wild Child, and Miles Baby Boogaloo. And then to top off the night, we have Dirty Rice.
Wow, you got a full night there. I love it. Also, really quick, we've got the Poinsettia Awards coming up, right? And that's Thursday, December 12th.
Yeah, that's separate from the Rise Above.
Yes,
stuff.
That's so back to
my other hat.
That's the chamber hat, right? And so, can people still get tickets to that?
People can still get tickets.
Okay, and what is that, really briefly?
The Poinsettia Awards is where we recognize the Chamber of Commerce. We partner up with the city and the Ventura Unified School District, and we award everybody from our large, small business, midsize, our nonprofit organizations of the year, our Jewel Key Award, which is any local business in Ventura that has pretty much redone the front of their building or their facility.
Oh.
Then we also partner with the city where we recognize the Employee of the Year, the firefighter, the police officer of the year, and then the school district where we tie in and recognize the student and educator of the year.
Very cool. So. Very cool. All right. And I do want to mention there is another Typhoon Aid concert, and that is December 9th at 7 p.m. And that is over at Moore Park High School Performing Art Center. And the tickets are $20 donation too, and that benefits the same thing. It's all just great causes. So definitely the Rotary and the Boys and Girls Club are putting that on. So we've got tons of stuff out there to help so many people. What I want to do right now is open up our lines, I'd like to give a gift certificate away to Midtown Cafe. And we will take caller number 7 at Midtown Cafe. And it's a great place. It's all, good, healthy food there.
Yes.
We actually have a mixer there, right?
Yeah. There's going to be a mixer there Friday the 13th, also the same time.
Oh, gosh. There's so many things going on.
But they're trying to promote their late night hours. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, anyways, caller number 7-650-1590, 650-1590 for your Midtown Cafe gift certificate. All right. Gosh. Well, are you guys all done with your shopping? I mean, do you, Mark, are you a big shopper?
Online. Amazon.com.
What do you think about that Amazon now that they can have it to you within, I don't know, what's your thought
on
that?
It's amazing. I order something, it comes the next day.
Yeah, it's going to be faster than that.
Well, once the drone kicks in.
Okay, right.
That's like 2018. But for now,
it's like
I will just represent Amazon Prime.
You like it?
Oh, But also, please shop locally if you want to buy unique things.
You're
but
absolutely right.
When you're looking at DVDs and all that stuff, you don't go to DVD stores anymore locally. So Amazon,
that's amazing.
They're great.
Yeah, definitely. Again, thank you so much for being here, everyone. Charlene, thank you so much for keeping us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I hope all of the events go great. Mark and Zeke, again, give out your phone numbers so that if you have something special that you want to just add that extra touch and you want to have a limousine service, where do they call?
They call 805-494-8353. And we're doing holiday gift certificates, too. So it's a great, unique giveaway for the holidays. So.
Perfect. Well, I thank you for being here and being
a part of the Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We have Daryl Swan. He's a music producer, and he's going to be talking about helping kids learn how to learn their passion. Also, Rachel Pugh and Miriam Durkirsch, and they're from Monty Python Spamalot. We've got tickets to give away on that show. And also Blair Anderson, a Broadway actress from the Addams Family. We'll be giving away tickets for that. And Randy Graham, a chef from the 805. And so you've inherited a vegetarian. He's got a great cookbook. With that, we've got stuff to give away, so tune in at 2 o'clock today. With that, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. In 1 minute, you can change your attitude, and in that minute, you can change your whole entire day. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. You have a really great day, and I'll talk to you later.